Welcome to episode 50, Share the Magic Podcast. It's a milestone episode. We're just two back into this season two, I guess is what you call this.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
We got the whole OG gang back together.
Core four, baby.
Core four, baby.
Run it back.
Luke Knox all the way from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hard knocking Luke Knox.
What's up there, Luke Knox? Good to see you. We got Rick Knox all the way from Claremont, Florida.
Papa Rick.
Papa Rick in the house. We're back, man. This was the gang that got the whole thing started. If you're new to the show, back in the day,
like
years ago, I mean years
pre-COVID,
ago. Yeah. Pre-COVID, PC.
Yeah.
You need to watch the first season.
PC, yeah. Go back and watch the first season. You see how these characters fit into the timeline. But we decided we're gonna roll it back and
Luke's develop some personalities.
Yeah, that's true. Luke's in here for Christmas, and so we thought what better way to celebrate?
It's a great way to do
Christmas
the 50th.
Episode.
What better way to Christmas celebrate special. The holidays into? Bring in Brother Luke.
And joy to the world.
That's a copyright violation. Or something.
You just cost us all our money on this.
Yeah, there. So, we're going to go back. We're going to, you know, we've done our favorites list and stuff before. We're going to roll it back because things have changed.
Tables have turned.
We have gotten older.
It's not static.
We've gotten more wise. Now that we live here and go a lot more, we're just going to revisit. We're going to revisit our top lists.
Mine have definitely changed.
Oh, yeah. Luke, would you consider yours to have changed? Or
they've changed tremendously. partially because I've already mastered Buzz to the point where it just
Space really Ranger Spin.
Yeah, right. You.
You just get, when you get your Galactic Hero, every time you step on the spaceship, double Galactic. So anyways, we're going to go through top three favorites of all these categories. We're talking about rides, we're talking about resorts, quick service, table service, I mean, whatever. So... we're just going to go through them.
Just the top three.
Everybody's going to have their own. It's not a draft, so everything's, if we all had the same top three, that's fine. We just want to give us our true top three.
Now, are we going to go from three to one or one to three?
It's important.
I think we go three to one because we want the build up.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I want the listeners in their car to be on the edge of the seat.
They may have a wreck.
Yeah. Slide right.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
They got insurance.
My third place is always harder than my first. Yeah.
We're going to go through. We'll start with rides. We'll start with
dang it. This is the one I forgot to write down.
Attraction.
Okay.
We'll start with attractions.
Okay. Y'all start.
You got to say attractions.
No, for sure.
And we say attraction. I mean,
attraction.
It could be anything. It could be anything. As long as it attracts you in there, it counts. So, Rick, you want to start with us, Rick, over here with your top three favorite. Start with number three.
Are we going to go three? Everybody do their threes and then the twos and the ones.
I think we'll do that.
We'll do that.
All right, this is going to be a surprise to you.
Okay.
All right, I love those
because you're going to expect this to have been higher.
Oh, okay. Wow, something's falling.
Some things have moved up.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Let's hear it.
My number three is Soarin'.
Oh, a crowd favorite. What did people say? Your mom's favorite ride?
Soarin'. Yeah, everybody's mom's favorite ride.
Yeah.
and Chris Beard.
Chris Beard. Oh, he loves it. Yeah, almost basketball.
That's the first time I've ever heard Dad say Soarin' without adding a G.
Soarin'.
Well, Soarin'.
He dropped a G when it came out of first place.
When I moved to Florida, I had to add a G to it.
Take the G away.
Let me say one thing. I did have a couple honorable mentions here.
All right.
I'd
be remiss if I didn't.
Okay.
Big Thunder Mountain.
That's a great one.
That was really hard for me to leave that one out.
That's a good one.
Cheaper than a urologist.
That thing, if you have a kidney stone, it'll definitely help you,
there you go.
Get rid
same
of it.
Same wavelength.
Free, not free, but.
And the other honorable mention is Peter Pan.
Ooh.
That surprised me.
I think it's got a grandkid pull to it. I think it is.
When Knox was 2 years old and he was scared to ride things, he would ride with him. He'd say, "Look at those stars."
he had a deep southern plane.
He did.
Look at those stars.
Look at the stars, Bobby.
Sounds just like
shout out to Peter Pan's flight and all the Imagineers that made that a possibility. Lindsay, what's your third?
I think... So I just did this. I didn't get to think through it good, but I think my third is probably Flight of Passage.
Oh, Flight of Passage. I like that one. That's a good ride. Luke, what do you think?
That one. That, for a while, that was considered the best ride ever built.
Yeah.
Now it's third.
I've got a bit of an upset at three.
Uh-oh.
Because for me, part of the criteria is re-rideability.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
This ride has an addictive, competitive nature to it, so I've actually moved Toy Story Mania.
How about that?
All
that's
right.
good.
Top three.
Toy Story Mania is legit.
I like that you can play with a partner to unlock more things, to enhance each other's score. It's a good time.
You can't ride it back-to-back or your arm will fall off.
Your arm will get tired.
You gotta practice.
That is a great... I wish... When I do this list... There are a lot of ways you can go. I think the ride that I wish I was on like right now is sort of the way I think. Okay. Like if I could, and so my third has fallen a little bit too, but it's still top three. That's the Haunted Mansion.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it has an argument to be number one. Talk about rewritability to me. I think just all the stories and all that they always.
And now Hatbox Ghost
is a new addition to the thing. So
excited to see him tomorrow.
Yeah. I think that was number two before my list. Splash Mountain was number one, and Haunted Mansion was two. But I think
there's so many I could have put.
I think number three.
And now Splash Mountain's dead.
I know.
Things have changed.
Tiana's coming. Tiana's coming.
You need Knox to go with you to narrate that ride. Haunted Mansion. Tell you the history of
it. Oh, he knows all the backstories. Oh yeah. There's so much to see.
Watch those TPM vids. He's got all kinds of.
I love the
Haunted Mansion. Hidden Mickey.
It's such a classic Disney ride. So Haunted Mansion for me is number three. All right, Rick, number two.
Number two was previously number one.
Uh-oh.
Mickey's Runaway Railroad.
Oh, I thought that was number one.
Runaway Railroad.
All you listeners thought you used to.
It was a railway.
Railway.
Runaway Railroad.
One way.
You know I'm not going to get all the names right.
You get the gist of it. That's all you need.
That's part of the fun.
I love that ride.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I don't get tired of it. I could ride that one.
Yeah, that's a great one. I do enjoy it. Thanks to Imagineering for putting that together for us.
Yeah, they're listening. They're going to get a lot of shout-outs today.
They had us in mind when they built that ride.
I also have a number two that used to be number one, and that is Tower of Terror.
Whoa, I thought that'd be number one.
That's number two for upsets. Me. Number two for me.
Luke?
I have one that's almost, it's like a lame number two because everybody thinks it's a top three ride now. But, you got to say Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And if you're not motion sick, it's hard not to put that in your top three.
100%. I think it's the best ride ever built.
It's so smooth. I love that it rotates. Spoiler the different alert. Songs.
I didn't say it's my favorite. Okay. Things can be, when we've been very clear, things can be your great.
That's actually in my bottom three.
Oh, yeah. Dad gets motion sick on that one.
Yeah. But I think that's a good one. My number two. Is one that's already been mentioned. Flight of Passage.
Hey. Oh,
yeah. I think Flight of Passage is so legit and so fun.
To me, it's one that like you think, yeah, that's good. But then when you're on it, you're like, man, it's I forget how good it is.
Like really, truly unbelievable.
Yeah.
And if you get motion sick and you close your eyes, it's still riveting. It's still
the wind and the mist and the smells and the, it's just. And I used to get more.
I swear they pick that up. There's more like water and the scent's it's stronger great. Now mm-hmm. and.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I think Flight of Passage, that is held up over time. So number two for me is Flight of Passage.
Based on the lines, it would be number one.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, it's there. Not
feeling it
down
breathe
yet.
Between your legs is my favorite part.
Yeah,
just you just don't get that feel on any other ride. It feels like you're one no, you living don't. Organism. I get that could be interpreted differently.
You could have said, maybe worded it differently, but I still agree with you.
Yeah, you can feel it expand.
That would even tickle Rick.
Like the red cane. No, wrong direction.
All right, what's your number one? Rick may move back to number one.
You couldn't be a core boy without some tomfoolery.
This ride, the only thing wrong with it is not long enough.
Oh.
Okay.
We're going the same direction.
Tron.
Stop it.
Tron.
What a start.
Number one.
Tron is...
When you get on that motorcycle, that thing does.
I didn't expect anybody to have Tron number one. That's amazing.
I didn't either, but I'm glad it made top three.
Shout out to Imagineering.
Last time we did a podcast, it wasn't even open yet. No, so.
The real MVPs.
Yeah, Tron, you're right. I mean, it was being built for 10 years, so we've been talking about
it. Part of it's the nudist, you know, when you have, and it's hard to get on, you know.
Yeah,
as far
it's still
as the lines,
like a hot.
Yeah, hot, still hot.
Hot
but,
ticket, yep.
You have to do it tomorrow.
Moved to number one.
That's
Tron
a great
light
one.
Cycle run.
I didn't know you liked it that much.
Oh, I love it.
We'll that is to, good. We'll that launch that is one of the, it's probably the best moment of a Disney ride. So.
And if you cannot hold on, it's even crazier the whole time.
The first time I rode it, I had an epic partner. From Tupelo.
Who?
Triple Threat, Brett McKee.
Triple Threat. We had all kinds of...
tremendous Tupelo partner.
A tremendous starter from Tupelo.
He got his lanyard hung in the motorcycle.
Oh, no!
We didn't know he was going to be able to get off that ride or not.
That's one way to ride it all day. Just link yourself to it.
Chained to it.
Legend has it, Brett's riding it to this day. he's zooming in the stratosphere right now.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my word.
Awesome.
My number one is, it's already been talked about, but I really thought it was going to be everybody's, except for Dad, of course, but that's Guardians. It is just my absolute favorite, especially if I get September. which is obviously the best song. What is that? Everybody's here's favorite song.
Yeah, that's my favorite song. It's just a party when you get Guardian. Yeah. But I do like how the mood changes throughout, depending on what song you get.
Like, yeah, I like Iran second.
I like Everybody Wants to Rule the World. It's got a zen. Like
I don't like Conga that one. The worst, that's my hot take.
I don't like. Yeah, Conga's not good. I mean, some people think Conga's the best. I've seen that on TikTok.
But I do think it's kind of popular.
I wish they switch them out though.
Yeah, I think it's popular that people like not Conga again. It feels like it gets played the most somehow. But. Yeah.
We went the day that September, whatever it was, where it was playing all day long.
It was, yeah. That was nice. Good time.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything. I'm just holding my breath.
Yeah. Have you written it just once or twice?
Twice.
Twice. Okay.
I wrote it once and didn't like it and wrote it twice to verify it.
Tried again. Okay.
Yeah. You decided you were right.
Everything's worth at least two tries.
Yeah, for sure.
The second one was the old college try. Yeah.
All right, Luke, what's your number one?
I went with the old classic Slinky Dog.
All right.
Just because there's nothing that I, as I am writing it, that I enjoy more than undulating on a Slinky Dog.
You love that ride.
I love it. I love it. I can ride that 4 or 5 times and be satisfied. That's
Disney pictures of you are on that ride.
Yeah. I'm glad you love it.
Yeah.
I am too.
And not for everybody, but for me.
I mean, I think it's a fun ride. And I always want to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it's just your favorite ride.
It's intense enough, but it's not so intense that like you are coming off it sideways.
Right. No, yeah. It's just a fun, peaceful little... Yeah, that's good. My favorite number one ride is also Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. I just think there's nothing more fun than being on that singing and hollering and whipping around that. I just think it's so fun. I think everything about it is fun. It was, when they were building it, it was like my most anticipated, like I was hopeful it'd be my favorite ride of all time. And then you get on it and it's like, all right, this was very rarely.
Unlike anything else.
Very rarely do you get off a ride that you've been like, can't wait to experience, and then it's better and like exactly what you thought it'd be.
It actually lives up to the hype.
Yeah.
So.
You know, you got a lot of good rides when like Space doesn't get mentioned, Everest doesn't get mentioned.
That's the thing, right? I love every ride. Like every ride could be number one at certain points of the day.
Yeah.
That's true. Hey, it's interesting. No one put Rise of the Resistance on there as much as it was hyped up when we first started this
fight. Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. But
I don't love it, but Brandon does.
I think it's impressive. But
I think the rewrideability is not great when you think about it because it's a story-based ride.
But it is good that they tried something completely different.
Oh, and everybody still loves it. Like the wait's still 2 hours. Like it's still, it is awesome. That's not something Disney has attempted like usually they scale it back to where it's not as impressive as they want it to be.
Yeah.
That's one that they took a shot on and they hit.
If Space Mountain Disneyland had been on there, that would have made better.
You love that one, yeah.
I'll tell you, Space Mountain Christmas Edition at Disney World is probably top three.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
I'll tell you what, it is it's scarier with those Christmas lights where you can see where everything is.
Yeah.
It's intense because the music's blasting, and it is legitimately.
I love the holiday overlays, both of them, Pitch Black and Halloween and the Christmas.
Does Tron have a Christmas?
They don't. They don't. It's just OG.
Not enough space.
Yeah.
Let's go to resorts. Okay. Top three resorts. This is something that's definitely. Well, I'd say it just changes based on what you want to do in life.
It's gotten infinitely harder for me to pick.
Yeah, it's fun. There are some great resorts, and so Luke, why don't we start with you on this side this time?
Great. I would love to. I'm going to say for my number three resort, we're going to go with a classic. It's one that I think is largely underrated by the masses.
Huh.
It's Saratoga Springs.
Mm. Yeah.
I love the 2-bedroom suite. It's a little more affordable than a lot of the other deluxes. And I love just being able to walk across to Disney Springs.
Yep.
I like everything about it. And it may be because we're partial since that's our
DVC
home base.
I do like Saratoga a lot. I think it depends on where you... This is such an expansive resort and transportation can be rough. But if you get the right spot, it's hard to beat a week at Saratoga
Springs.
It's all about the spot.
It's worth it,
My number three is Grand Floridian.
Okay.
Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. The proximity to Magic Kingdom is second only to Contemporary. Just the theming's awesome. The smells of Grand Floridian. Just being at Grand Floridian is so nice. But it's a little more pricey. They're proud of it, and so it's not as attainable. But the pools are great. The food is good.
I like the just
walking to.
It's just a good vibe.
Lindsay likes those white Victorian
vibes. Beautiful,
vibes.
Yeah. It's just
elegance.
And I used to think before we had ever stayed there, I thought like, oh, this is stuffy.
Yeah.
But once you actually get there and everyone looks
Disney
like
World.
You and is wearing the same type of clothes and it's
you're
just kids running around, you realize
Ritz-Carlton.
Like you don't have to feel uncomfortable. It's just a nice resort for you know, park guests. So.
And you might see an Alabama offensive lineman or a...
Yeah, you don't ever know. You may, yeah, you don't know who you'll run into at the Grand Prix.
Running into Ohio State coach.
John Stamos singing forever on the piano. Yeah. You never know.
I'm still waiting for that day, actually. We saw a man in there
who was born on third base, thought he hit a triple. Sorry, any Ohio State fans.
I don't even know that
Grand Floridian. Grand Floridian is number three. Lindsay, what's your number three?
It's hard for me to... I have listed Pauly, but to be honest, it depends on the day. The Monorail Resorts...
On Tuesdays, she loves Polynesian.
Monorail Resorts, to me, they're all three, my top three. And I change my mind on which one's one, two, and three all the time. But on my list, I put Pauly. But I do want to say I have an honorable mention with Yacht Club, because I have recently really started to love the boardwalk resorts because of the convenience of Epcot and Hollywood. So it was tough to pick to not put Yacht Club in there, but I did go with Pauly. And Pauly could easily be a number one someday, so it's hard to say it's three. Yeah, but I do love the theming a lot more than I used to, especially since they updated the rooms and kind of made them a little more
Moana
bright. And so some people don't like that, but I do like that.
Nice. Rick, number three?
Without collaboration with Luke, I chose Saratoga.
All right.
And the reason I chose it is the proximity to Disney Springs. And the location's important. If you're on the backside of Saratoga, it's not my favorite, but if you're next to Disney Springs. The reason I like that, I don't like to stay at the parks late like they do midnight. About 6 o'clock, I'm ready to come in, walk across over to Saratoga and get in the paddle boat and sit on the bar area there and get me some etouffee.
Yeah, you got a lot of options.
Yeah. Food. Yeah. He did it like three nights in a row.
He and Susie love going to Disney Springs.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, number two, Luke.
So my number two was Grand Floridian, but you already kind of covered the highlights of it. So I'm going to hit my honorable mention number four, which is Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Okay,
another affordable... higher end deluxe resort, but what I really like about it is how the pools are just never as crowded to me as some of the others. They've got two great pools. You can walk between the two resorts they have there, and I love the theming. You said it's the same guy who also did Wilderness Lodge, right?
Yeah.
You like the dining there too, don't you?
I'd love the dining there. Oh my gosh, yeah. If you like Indian food, it's tough to beat Sanaa.
Yeah.
Boma, interesting, and I've never been to Jico, but that steakhouse
the cooking
is great.
Place.
The cooking place.
Yeah, that's a good. I had that at number four as well. I almost put it three, but Grand Floridian.
The animals.
Is that your number two, or is that your?
It's my honorable mention. Grand Floridian was my number two.
Okay. Anything you want to add about Grand Floridian that wasn't already said?
Just a fun night with my brother Brandon.
We did have that night. Yeah.
so memorable, I forgot.
We drove 5 or 6 hours in the middle of the night from Destin.
We saw the otter.
We sure did.
That was a great night. Thanks for reminding me of that. Yeah. The greatness. It was a good time. My number two just recently moved into the top three.
It jumped to two.
It jumped to two and almost jumped to one, honestly.
Wow.
Boardwalk.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about the boardwalk, fellas. That thing, we stayed club level. Which is awesome. We'll do another episode about club level and why you should do that. But just that aside, just being on the boardwalk, the dining options are great. Like I think the quick service are weak at boardwalk because there's a boardwalk deli and the pizza counter. But like Trattoria Al Forno is a table service Italian place that has usually unlimited walk up. So you would just walk up and eat there. The Flying Fish is there. You can walk over to Beach Club and eat at Beaches and Cream. Like
there's a pizza window. There's
a pizza window, and then you can have you can walk to Epcot. You're like 5 minutes from World Showcase. So, like, the dining's awesome. But then just the boardwalk.
You can rent the bike.
The pool is awesome. We did the Surrey bike across the boardwalk, which is so much fun. At night, they have all those, like, jugglers and mimes and like singers.
The boardwalk performers.
It just is, like, rocking at night. And the pool is awesome. The slide's great. It's just, to me, like, if you think about a resort you can just spend time at and not worry about, like, you feel like you're still at Disney and the parks.
That's true. Great. And that's a good point.
The rooms.
You have shoes for the Surrey bike. They won't let you.
You gotta have. That's a pro tip. But the Surrey bike was fun.
Yeah.
And then, just being able to walk to Epcot and walk to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Like literally a 10-minute walk
to
Hollywood Studios.
It is not a bad walk. Yeah.
No. So, walking both of those and access to Beach Club and Yacht Club. It's just to me it's.
That's why yacht was my number four because it has the advantage of having the Beach Club similar, pool. Yeah. You know. And then I like the
boardwalk rooms are recently refurbished.
Yeah, they're
and they are really really nice.
Yeah.
So. Boardwalk's number two for me, and really could be number one if
yeah.
If it's like Thursday, I think number one.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Resorts are kind of like if you've got like your top four, and it's hard to put them in a certain spot after that, I think.
Yeah, Boardwalk jumped the list after Wednesday, so.
What's your number two, Dad?
My number two is one we haven't discussed very much, Boardwalk.
Took the wind right out from under yourself.
Yeah, he talked about everything I was thinking. But the interesting thing, it's a resort I've never stayed at.
He just knows.
Strictly based on,
I always wanted to stay there, but we never did. It's based on location. I love hot dogs, and they got a hot dog stand right out in front.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
And inexpensive compared to other things. Yeah. And they've got a little AstroTurf football field where they show movies at night. Yeah. And the kids can run and throw a football and get their energy out. Yeah. While we're watching a movie.
And they've got some of the best shopping, too.
Yeah. Like that. I don't shop much, but...
You like to
Annette
go around
loves it. I like to walk, look. Uh-huh. But anyway, based on the location of it, I've always wanted to stay there, but it seems like every year we end up with a different one.
Sounds like we're going to have to make that happen for Dad. Yeah, he's number two, and he's never stayed at it.
We'll do it.
Just based maybe on spring location.
Break. Yeah. Okay, my number two used to be my number one, and that's Contemporary. So used to, I would say Bay Lake, but I'm saying Contemporary. We've stayed there a couple times for different like agent events that we've done, and I just feel like, even though it's my number two, it's the most Disney resort to me ever. The rooms are now like incredible themed, which is cool. You can get a theme park
view. The Incredibles movie, not just Incredible.
Yes, to be clear. They are both. They are both, actually.
For clarity.
It's an incredible, incredible theme.
It is an incredible, Incredibles themed, but you can get a theme park view. If you get a certain theme park view, you can watch the fireworks from your bed. I like having like the busy vibes outside the door where you've got Chef Mickey's and you can see the monorails coming through. The walk's probably the most convenient to Magic Kingdom, and considering what we talked about last episode, where the parking can be so difficult when you're local, it just means even more to have like a just easy walk back and forth from Magic
After
Kingdom.
After a party or something?
Yeah. I just love it. I love the vibe. It's light, bright.
Classic Disney.
Modern, but not like sterile. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I love Contempo Cafe.
I do too.
And I love the shopping. And I like the arcades.
Steakhouse 71.
And Steakhouse 71. Like, it's honestly, I almost put it as number one.
78 layer cake.
Yeah.
It's just great dining.
That's
good
your
shopping.
Number one, right?
It's my number two.
Number two.
Yeah.
It's your still like number one to me.
I know.
How
honestly,
good is number one going to be?
I'm serious. That's what I mean.
Number
like,
one is going to be heaven.
I think number one lost its spot mid description.
Number one heaven.
I did change my mind a little bit.
Here am I, Lord.
Make it my number one. Never mind.
Number one, the pearly gates.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, that's good. All right. Luke, number one.
Following Dad's trend, my next pick is one I've never stayed at.
Let's go.
But it's one I have toured many times and I look at with envy. It's the Beach Club.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You do beach or yacht, basically the same thing. Right. Beach is a little bit brighter to me.
Yeah.
I love the thought of just submerging in that little sandy pool they have and storm along.
He
bay.
Likes some adjectives.
The power of imagination is better than reality.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true.
Great location. Most of the things you said about Boardwalk apply to Beach and Yacht Club as well. And so that's going to be the next big one on our list.
Yeah, I love Beach Club. I think it's good.
Right after Boardwalk.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
You're right. You could say Beach.
You know what? Screw it. Contemporary.
I sold you on Contemporary. That's funny.
They need to put me in the lobby.
We stay at Beach Club. I love Beach Club. And they recently refurbished the rooms there too, so
yeah,
it's
they're nice.
It's dog friendly.
And dog friendly. That's important. That's an important thing. My number one is the Polynesian.
All right. That's good.
We knew
I'm
that
glad.
Knew that was coming.
And we've already said a few things
three.
About
I
it.
Want
For
you
me,
to talk about it.
It's just the vibes.
Great.
I love those
it's
Adventureland tiki room.
Probably the
vibes.
Best themed, I think.
I love the smells of Polynesian. I think it's number one. That's an important piece of this Disney resort smells.
Mm-hmm. You like the dining too.
I love Ohana so much. Ohana. I love Kona so much. I love Captain Cook so much.
Yeah. That breakfast we had there was unbelievable.
Oh my goodness.
We're not talking about food yet.
Ohana's
well,
so good.
No, you can talk about
Ohana's so good.
On top of Tonga toast.
Tonga toast for quick service. If you go to Kona and get the Tonga toast, you get strawberry compote. Mm-hmm. Don't ask for the compote quick service. They won't even.
I love a good compost.
The compost. Don't ask for compost. They will give you that. Just the pool
the
is awesome.
Too,
it's just the shopping is awesome. I just, you know, there's not much about it I don't love.
What are your feelings about the tower?
I love. Hey, the more poly, give me the more Polynesian you can give me. Yeah. People are upset about it, kind of sterilizing the poly, but
I'll be interested to see what the theming outside looks like. But right now, I thought it was going to look like an eyesore. But we were going back to the resort the other day. I think it looks nice, actually.
And it's
going to
have poly themes in it. Yeah. I'm okay with it.
When's it going to be completed?
Next year. And I don't think, I think 2025. I don't, I got distracted, but
yeah, squirrel.
It's one thing if they changed, like if they tore down the poly.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They're just adding to it.
They're just giving you more options to stay there.
Anyways, I love the Polynesian. Number one for me.
And still the same convenience of walking the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. I think it is a, for me, for sure.
Yeah.
I think Contemporary, though, is a great honorable mention for the reasons you listed. But
yeah.
It's hard. All those monorail resorts are legit. All three of them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they're kind of all number one.
Yeah, I'll stay at all of them. So, anyways. The only thing about Polynesian compared to the other two is you can walk to Magic Kingdom from the other two. You really can't from Polynesian. So, you
I do totally
lose.
Can, so
you can, it's a, but a, it's a long walk. So you kind of lose the convenience of a Polynesian that you get from the Magic Kingdom. I mean, from Grand Floridian.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's my number one. Rick?
Number one, Lindsay took my thunder on Contemporary, but I'm sticking with it.
Yeah.
For the reason she said that when Brandon and Lindsay had, what event we are having?
We were having our agent vacation.
Agent vacation. I went and stayed with them a little bit, and that park view was unbelievable. But you're talking about imagination. When I was a kid, you know, we'd take the monorail off from there and go through that hotel, and I'd say, man, rich people must stay here.
That is one reason I like it. I'll never forget you saying you'd always hoped you'd get to stay there one day.
And we were staying at the Motel 4. That was before there was a Motel 6.
Yeah. Two grades below a Motel 6.
We were staying two grades below the Motel 6.
Oh, no.
Out in Kissimmee. But I always dreamed we'd stay there, and it was everything I thought it would be. And then the only negative about that is if you have kids, don't let them throw the ball over the rail.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a few incidents.
The balcony.
If you're listening, Walt Disney World.
Yeah, sorry about that. Brandon went and won them like 10 of the bouncy balls from the arcade.
We played dodgeball in the room.
A couple went over.
One time they had a door open.
Anyway, and it's nice when you have somebody next door, Haley's family. That was a fun time.
That was fun,
Nothing is as good as hearing people say that they always dreamed of doing something, and it was as good as they dreamed.
We've heard two different accounts of that today.
Thank you, Disney, for your vision.
That moved it right to my number one, I think.
Dreams.
The one I have listed for number one is Grand Floridian, though.
Yeah, I knew that.
And, I mean, we've already talked about it, but I'll be even more excited when 1900 Park Fair opens. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited for that.
Yeah.
We did hear rumor that it is for sure coming back. That they wanted to wait till post all the lobby construction.
I can see how it would make sense to open it, have construction, have to reroute stuff, wait till it's all taken care of.
But it is coming back. I think it's the only restaurant that's still not back from COVID. Yeah. But there's reasons it's not back. So
it's not a COVID reason at this point.
Right. They're just waiting to finish all the construction.
It
takes a while to brew that strawberry soup.
I don't like stuffy at all. I just like light and bright and I love the Mary Poppins retheming of the rooms with just the little details and the penguin in the light and all that sort of thing. So it's just really pretty. But I do think even in this podcast, I've changed my mind and would put Contemporary number one now. So that's just what I mean. It doesn't just depend on the day of the week. It depends on the hour. So
yeah. Grand Floridian feels like you could be staying at the Biltmore or like any like legitimate like high-end hotel chain. And yet you still get
the pool's great too. The splash pad's great.
Pool is underrated.
Yeah,
I agree.
Pool's phenomenal.
So, it's great.
Yep, good time. I love Grand Floridian.
We were staying at the Grand Floridian when we found out that we got a contract on our house in Memphis. So, that's also a reason that
Archer calls it the Grand Floridian.
Grand Floridian.
Grand Floridian.
Grand Floridian.
Grand Floridian. All right, we'll go to quick service restaurants. And we got about 15, 20 minutes ish here. So
we got to hurry up.
But we went through, I strategically listed things that we would talk about more. So that way we can move through these a little quicker, more quicker. Let's do snacks. Do we have snacks? Is that what y'all have?
Yeah.
It's just,
wait, is snacks same as quick service?
No. You're going to have to think on your feet.
Let's just list our top two or three, and then we'll move on to the next
one. Okay.
On this category.
And snacks, like included Epcot when you go around.
We'll count that. Well, just things you like to snack on. I know what Rick's number one is.
I'm glad you do, because I don't think he does.
Well, I'll give you a hint.
Tell him real quick.
It rhymes with Japanese shaved ice.
I had that.
He rope dropped that the other day.
Oh, I love it.
First man in line.
Yes, he was.
I don't know what it is about that ice. You know what it is. But I always tell him, give me a little extra squirt of that juice.
Yeah, there you go.
Get half tangerine, half strawberry.
There you go. Pro tip.
That's your combo?
Yeah, especially on a hot day.
It's not a combo most people would go to.
Tangerine and strawberry.
You know, the last time we were there with all the kids, I bought one and I got about one bite.
You better go ahead and buy two.
It's a good value. It's only like $5.
One of the best values there.
It is. So.
But are we going to list all three or go around?
No, just go ahead and list a couple or whatever.
Canada's always one.
The food booth of Canada during the festivals.
As soon as you walk in there.
Filet mignon.
Filet and those scallops.
They hit them
just right. And usually my second favorite booth is the American. Not the restaurant, but the booth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because they always have some type of Cajun dish.
Yeah.
Either gumbo or
blackened catfish this time.
Blackened catfish.
Festival of the Holidays is just so underrated.
Yep. Those are kind of my
favorite.
I totally
disagree, but that's okay. That's another podcast.
They had the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the Thanksgiving feast is amazing too. It's like $6. You get turkey dressing, green beans, mashed potatoes. Totally.
That was like a whole plate.
Liberty Tree Tavern in a bowl.
Yeah, it was. For $6. And then I went and bought like bread bites for $9 at Italy. So, you know.
Lindsay, what are your couple favorite snacks?
Standing strong at number one always. I still love Gaston cinnamon roll.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy to me that it's a snack. So that's also kind of why I leave it there. I think it's a great value. And it's good. It's more like cinnamon bread, but it's great. I also have the cheese soup and pretzel bread from the Canadian food booth. And my number three, I tied the croissant donut that's back at Connections Cafe in Epcot.
Yep.
And boring, but like a solid just... is popcorn.
Lindsay loves Disney popcorn.
Popcorn and a Diet Coke, and I swear, I don't know what they do to the popcorn at Disney, but it is better. Yeah.
Where would you get that popcorn from either of
us? That's on my list. The maple popcorn.
That was so good.
Canada.
Oh, that's great.
It's a maple.
It's a little different than the caramel in Germany.
I don't have a list. I didn't write these down. I didn't know we were doing snacks. So I'm on top of my head real quick. I'll just list a couple that I really love. One is that pecan caramel cluster thing.
That thing, yeah.
That they have at the Werther, at the Caramel Couché.
Yeah.
In Germany. Also, they also have it at Big Top Treats.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just pecans with caramel they pour on top of it.
Yeah, turtle type.
And a little glob of chocolate right in the middle.
Cluster, yeah.
It's unbelievable. That's great. And then I'd say a couple frozen drinks. I know Luke's probably going to mention one of these. The frozen sweet tea lemonade over at in Epcot. The Night Blossom.
Uh-huh.
In Pandora and Animal Kingdom.
Boba balls.
The boba balls make that so good. And then the frozen mint julep lemonade at Casey's Corner. I love it. On a hot Disney day, getting a frozen drink, walking around.
What was that? You said that you had like a new favorite like sweet snack from Epcot that we tried this year. What was that?
I don't even know. I wish I remembered it.
It was 30 snacks ago.
We got it from like that sparkling sweet.
It was a guava cake.
That's what you loved.
That was amazing. It tastes like pog juice cake, basically.
Yeah.
It was great. Sounds good. So that was amazing too.
That meant it was a little strong compared to the Disney land.
It's good, but it's a little strong. It is potent. It's frozen. And it's a mint julep lemonade at Disney World. At Disneyland, it's not lemonade. It's just mint julep. Okay. So that's
the difference.
It's not as sweet. So that's just a few that I really
like. Did Luke get to say his?
No, he's going to.
Well, you already hit my number one. You got to go with a cinnamon roll as big as your head at Gaston's.
Get an extra side, yes, of icing.
Yeah, you can always get more icing. I'm a low icing man, so I just like it as is.
Okay.
You could split it, but don't. Just get it yourself. Brandon likes it with LeFou's brew. To me, that's a little doubly sweet.
Oh, yeah. That's much sugar.
Fat shaming will not be allowed. Yeah. Okay? So this is one.
Oh, it's breaks on podcast.
Fat shaming.
Fat shaming.
It's New Year's right around the corner. We're both going to make a resolution.
Not to get LeFou's brew. Yeah. Cinnamon rolls, okay.
I got my lipid panel back. I have no room to shame anybody.
Lipid panel.
My other ones I put on the list, Brandon hit on it, the frozen sweet tea lemonade at the American Pavilion. You get that, and then you walk around to Mexico and get just those nachos there. Oh, yeah. That's a great meal.
Only before New Year's.
Only before New Year's. After, you just walk. That's it. Air is your calories. Yeah. The last one I said is, you can get it other places, like Contemporary, but Zuri Sweets, that chocolate chip cookie with just the little
Zuri's is so good.
Oh, it's so good.
Their peanut butter cookies are good too, yeah.
The peanut butter cookie with the chocolate chips in it is just, to me, that tastes like Animal Kingdom. I get that right when I walk in, and then I go on the gorilla trail.
Like an animal.
Tastes like a cow patty.
If you're into that sort of thing.
We are. What I have. That's a great list.
Did you not say strawberry shortcake?
I didn't because, well, they don't have it right now. They haven't had it for a while. It's seasonal at Sunshine Seasons. And I didn't even think about it. But now that you say that, that probably would be my number three. When Sunshine Seasons has strawberry shortcake, yeah, that's my number three. Good call, Dad. Good call.
I know we always have to stop getting
one. We always. He's like, you stop for enough of them. It better be in your top three.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do quick service restaurants.
Okay.
Lindsay, you want to start?
Okay. My number one is Casey's. I love getting the corn dog nuggets with the cheese dip. They're Disney fries.
She sure enough drags me to Casey's every day.
And Casey's doesn't give you the option of a small drink, so I get a large Diet Coke every time. So there's really nothing to dislike about it. Plus, we go sit like in the Hubgrass and the boys play. You just have a great view of the castle. There's nothing bad about a Casey's experience to me. So, number one. Oh, are we doing them all?
Yeah, just keep
going. Okay. Number two, I have... this is going to be kind of lame, but I have Connections Cafe because I love it. Like, they have great pizza. If you get an adult meal, you get two huge slices of pizza. If you get a kid's, you get a huge slice of pizza and a side. Yeah. And then the chicken sandwich is good, too. It's just an easy option. It's got a large dining area. It's easy to get in, get out, and I think it's good. And then number three, I have Pecos. I love their nachos. And that's also another...
Luca...
I just didn't see that one coming.
Pushing back
I just didn't think you were going
to
say it.
I do. I love the nachos. And Magic Kingdom can stress me out trying to do quick service because seating can be limited. And Pecos always has, but it's got a lot more seating. So if I'm eating quick service, the one thing I don't like is the stress of like, this was a last minute decision. Yep. And now we got to worry, can we find a spot? And Pecos is less stressful to me.
I agree.
So.
It is a great spot.
Yeah.
And something different. Kind of mix it up.
Yeah.
Rick, what you got?
Number three, I got Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, good choice.
When you get there and you haven't made your way around to Gaston's, you can either have it for breakfast or Sleepy Hollow with those funnel cakes and strawberries.
It was before New Year's. You do
funnel
both.
Funnel cake was on my you list for a snack before. Yeah.
Not much time left, Dad.
Yeah, or you could get a corn dog if you wanted one, but I like the funnel cakes and what's the other sweet thing?
The waffles.
The waffle, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that thing is delicious.
They've got two different kinds of waffles. A fruit one and a Nutella one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I always want both, so I can't make my mind up.
Wait, it sounds like we need to take you to stay at a beach club or boardwalk and get you two waffles.
I need somebody to go with me that wants the other one so we can cut them in half.
Split it. That's smart. Yeah.
And I had Gaston's second, but y'all have already covered it. And number one, quick service, is Flame Tree.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Last time Annette and I went there, we got the plate with like ribs and chicken.
Yeah.
And
Which
that'd be enough. It wasn't enough.
Yeah, go get another.
That was good. I don't know.
It is good.
To me, that's the best barbecue at Disney.
It's really good.
I think it is the best barbecue.
And it's a value meal. So.
Yeah. There's not a lot of great barbecue in Orlando if you live here.
Yeah. So. No. I like
they
white
say
pig.
It is, but it ain't the same.
Yeah. They don't understand great barbecue.
They say it's a good barbecue town, but it ain't Memphis. No, it's one of the things I miss.
White Pig and Regal Eagle.
That wipes my quick services
there
up.
There you go.
That's good. Luke, you want to do it?
Sure. So my third one, I think, is trending down a little bit in quality recently, but Ronto Roasters for me.
I like it.
That Ronto wrap.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, whether you do the breakfast one or the lunch one.
Yeah.
That's really the one signature item they have there, so don't go there unless you want a Ronto wrap.
That's all I got.
It's delicious. My number two was Regal Eagle / Polite Pig.
Wait there the other day. That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and it's right next where you can get the sweet tea lemonade as well. But a solid barbecue option number one was Flame Tree. I think you got to get that. If you like mac and cheese, which Dad doesn't.
Yeah.
That mac and cheese with the pulled pork and the onion on
it's
the
on my list.
Slaw.
It's on my list.
Oh.
Just a tip, you can get the macaroni and cheese with the barbecue at a little stand outside if you don't have time for quick service.
Just grab and go option. But
just so you know.
If you want a more formal dining experience, Flame Tree Barbecue offers
it. And if you want a cheap meal at Regal Eagle, if you get a kid's meal, you can get like a main course and was it two sides? Yeah. I don't, it was Yeah. We ate a kid's meal. We all ate a kid's meal the other day and we're full.
That was great.
One thing I like about Flame Tree, too, is they have a lot of kind of hidden seating where you can look out at the water. Lake of the water. And there are the wooden benches. It just feels like you're at a picnic.
Right. They have fans out there, I believe, too.
Yeah, it's covered.
I believe last time I were there, they didn't have chicken. They had.
They have chicken, usually.
Sounds like KFC.
They did take it away for a little bit. Yeah. I do remember that, but it's back. It's back.
I went in to get some chicken. They didn't have any.
They did take it away for a little bit.
There you go.
Number one for me is the Thule Canteen.
Yeah.
I don't even get the thing people love. The bowls are fine. I love the cheeseburger pods.
Yeah.
With the slaw on top. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Do you feel like it has Animal Kingdom cheese in there?
Oh, no, but it's not.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's. I wish I had more cheese. That'd be a good addition.
I think that's the one down.
I love a bao bun.
The bao bun is amazing.
I love the cheeseburger pies. I'm a fan. And then the chips
that come with. And the kid's hot dog is good that's wrapped in like the crust.
I love the ambiance.
Yeah.
It's a great location for me.
Speaking of hot dogs, I had to lower Casey a notch when he did away with the sauerkraut.
Oh, yeah. That's a weakness.
Maybe it's seasonal. Maybe it'll come back.
My number two was Connections. I think that was one of my favorite burgers at Disney. French like bistro burger was awesome. And then the pizza is maybe the best quick pizza.
So good,
at Disney.
Yeah.
Contempo Cafe has
a great
pizza.
I'm surprised. I thought you were looking at me like it was a bad choice. No, you were looking at me like I stole it.
Okay. I think and anywhere honestly that has chicken tendies.
Oh no!
I love Disney chicken tenders.
The apple chicken didn't fall tenders. From the tree.
I hate when he says that.
I love Disney chicken tenders. And the side barbecue
is tender, man.
Yeah. I love
that's what he said last night.
Last night.
Cosmic I'm a tender race. Guy.
I'm a tender guy.
I'm a tender guy.
I'm a tender guy. I love any Disney chicken tender. So, you can get that connection. They have that awesome salad, too, there. That's good. But and
after
then
New Year's.
Number three, after New Year's. But no, but there's a fried chicken component to it. Okay. So, and I am Flame Tree Barbecue fan as well. I have it at number three because I think a lot of options, but the mac and cheese, as Luke mentioned, is.
And they also have a lot of seating at Flame Tree when you're in trouble.
Yeah. I think what else is good.
The hard part is finding where everybody else is sitting.
Yeah, that's
underrated.
Exactly.
A place I've only
like
been once my whole life, Animal Kingdom, is the Yak and Yeti quick service.
Uh-huh.
I've never done the quick service.
It's amazing. You just walk up, counter service, and they have like honey chicken, honey sesame chicken, all the things. And
they
you
got the big ones.
Bowls.
Items.
Yeah, so you can eat and sit
down. Then you have to find a place to sit, right?
But they have a lot of seating back there behind it. Yeah, it's over by Collie River Rapids.
Good to know.
So yeah, I've only done that once, but because Lindsay doesn't.
Can you mobile order that?
No, but I don't think so. Maybe you can. I don't think you can.
I just walk up.
But I've never had it. I say I never had a long wait on
Landry
once.
Select.
Well, Landry Select. Yeah.
Yep.
But not with Yakin. Not with
no,
the quick service.
No, not with quick service.
Anyways, last category. We have a few more minutes. Table service restaurants. Table service restaurants.
Huh.
This is a big category.
Yeah.
There's probably something we should have done earlier, but here we are. We'll say 9 minutes.
Mm-hmm. We going 3-2-1 or are we doing everybody's?
We'll go 3-2-1 across the board around the board to end this thing.
So we just few quick comments, huh?
Few quick comments, but whatever. If we go a little long, people can just sit in their cars and wait for
or playing in the afternoon.
This is your morning drive show. Luke, you get us started with number three.
All right. I'm going to do one that, I wasn't even really that enthused to be going. I was just going to be along with the bunch. It was a Hoop-De-Doo
like a
review.
Oh, dang, that's
what,
a good one.
That show was more phenomenal than I thought it could be. I mean, we had Brother Troy on stage. We were hooping and hollering and clapping and jumping up and down. And
get
I thought the food was tremendous.
That is perfect for our family.
That cornbread, sweet cornbread, everything they bring out, you got to look at your face. Amazing.
One harmonious bite.
It's expensive, but it is an experience to do once at least.
Dinner and a show,
It's only like, I say only. It's like $75, which like Chef Mickey's is like 60 something.
Yeah, and I had no idea how interactive it was going to be. How they come out to your table.
Yeah,
it made it worthwhile.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's a good show.
It's a hilarious show. It's a fun time. Lindsay, you want to go?
Well, I had a three-way tie for number three, so I'm useless basically. I'll go last. I hate to say other people, so I'll do three last. No. You go ahead, Dad.
My number three was Garden Grill.
Oh, that's a good one.
And this was, we went back during the COVID times, and we had so many people, we had to split into two tables. But that food was delicious, and the dessert was great, and the spinner. Mm-hmm. I always like to do things I've never done before. Where you get to look down into the living with the land.
Yeah,
rotate.
Great. Yeah.
That was a great meal.
Garden Grill's great.
You get to meet
I will say, they changed the stuffing to leak bread something another. It's supposedly not as good. So that knocked it down off.
Still got that but strawberry shortcake.
That strawberry shortcake.
That's
legit. They bought one strawberry shortcake and it asked the most foolish question I've ever heard.
Do you want another?
Do you want more?
Go ahead and bring out two and then
ask
that later.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what's your number three? He's fine to see.
Okay, well, I won't talk too much about him because it's other people's.
Totally fine.
Tony's, which I know has been hated on for a lot. It's great. I love it. Their appetizers are great.
Tony's is great.
Great. I love the view.
It's a better
I love
Olive
the
Garden,
vibe.
In my opinion.
You can get a seat during the parade. I just love Tony's. I think people need to revisit it if they've hated it, and I think they'll change their mind.
100%.
I also had 50s, which I think is probably on people's list, so I won't say too much about it.
I love 50s Prime. It is not on my list, but I love it.
I didn't used to like it, and now...
She's on a pot roast kick.
Well, listen, the other day, so I wanted a clean plate sticker, and I don't eat vegetables. The other day,
listen,
I got pot roast,
this is so hoodlum,
and I was like, I'll get pot roast. It comes with mashed potatoes, but it also comes with, I think, green beans. Uh-huh. So I joked with the lady that I might hide them in my napkin, but when she went at the table, I put the green beans in a napkin, stood up to go to the bathroom, and she was like, hey, where are you going? I jumped. And she was like, you didn't ask to be excused. I hit it behind my back, threw
she
it away.
A napkin full of green beans.
She gave me a whole roll of the clean plate sticker, so it was worth it.
If you're listening to this lady,
yeah,
she didn't really do it.
Yeah, I did. And then Crystal Palace also is a tied for third.
Oh, so three number threes.
Yeah. I couldn't help it.
I love Crystal Palace.
I do
too.
Like to eat.
I've never eaten Crystal Palace.
You haven't?
Oh, what? That's a joke.
Yeah. Oh, I was supposed to say, what?
Every time I say I have it, y'all say, yeah, you have it.
Yeah, I don't know. Got a little net in
it. Yeah, remember, you have. You're right.
You remember
right.
When we ate there?
Yeah. It's back to being a...
First time, every time.
Yeah, it's back to being not family style. I mean, not a table service, but the buffet. So yeah. I like it better as a buffet.
Last time, B.I. covered mine.
Oh, that's nice of him. Shout out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's my number three. Three number threes.
I have number three, I guess. My number three is Via Napoli.
Oh, shoot. That's a shame. Just don't mention it if you can't put it number one.
I love the pizza there. I love the pizza there. It's a thing that my wife takes me to all the time. And I love it. I really do.
We're going to Vianapolis, yeah.
I pick it number three for her, really.
I appreciate it.
See her smile.
It's almost a disrespect, though. So.
There are things like Chef Mickey's and Character Meals that I might enjoy more. They're just so expensive, and it's just hard to, go there a lot. And,
yeah.
I think
Vianapolis is a good value.
It's a great value, yeah. Well, it's a good value, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Luke, what's your number two?
It's a dark horse. I have Santa and Hell Inn.
I was I never heard of dark horse. That's
what is it?
Santa and Hell Inn.
You have to be a
Mexican.
See it.
I thought it was San Angel.
Every time I say it. Oh, I thought it was Ann Hell. Is it Angel?
I thought it was San Angel.
I don't know. I mean, it could be Ann. Looks a little too fancy.
San Hell. He pronounced that G with an H.
I heard,
That's a J with an H.
I heard Mauro say it that way one time.
Yeah. It very well could be, but I've always said San Angel.
That's
I
so
think.
Funny.
But
the
anyway,
reason I like
San
it is because
it's like, what's
I said
that?
Sand and Hell.
We gonna keep it PG. I'm just trying to gloss over the hell part.
I didn't know what we were talking about.
Lindsay's already trying to get to the pearly gates. I'm not trying to slow her down.
Why do you like San Angel?
I love old San Angel because, number one, the ambiance, it's inside that giant
pyramid.
It is.
That's the only thing it's got.
And you can ask to sit right by the water. And if you order exactly what Nate Morrow ordered on Paging Mr. Morrow, it is the best meal you can have. For Mexican food in Disney. It's this crazy soup where they put all the stuff in the bottom and they pour the tomato, whatever it is, chutney bisque on top, and then just the chicken dish is good, and they've got a good dessert. So,
That's a good
We've been there. It's just a little too fancy Mexican for us. And I don't like cilantro, and they put it on everything. And just is a weird deal. But, it's good. People love that
appetizer.
Yeah, and the ambiance is amazing.
Another part of it is the other ones I like. I knew y'all would pick. So I was
You wanted to do something different.
I mean, he got just chastised for this pick. How he said it, what he said. Get that out of here.
Veto.
My number two is Liberty Tree Tavern.
Oh, me too.
We're going there tomorrow. I love it. Thanksgiving feast with everything. Everything they bring out is great. It's a pretty good value, $39 a person for Disney for all you can eat, and the best dessert period at Disney. The toffee cake
is that where we had the best experience of all?
100%. The waiter singing with us, the waitress singing.
Like, what have I said? Greatest showman songs.
Come alive.
Yeah. And we all sang. It was a great experience with Tyler, with the cross lights.
In a non-karaoke environment.
It's amazing. I love Liberty Tree Tavern. It has an argument for number one, depending on the day of the week.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I may argue at number one.
Okay.
All right, Lindsay.
So if you used to listen, I did not like Liberty Tree and was always annoyed when we went, and now I love it. It's my number two. I love the salad, which I don't even like
salad.
Salad
is maybe the best part.
Like salad. It's got like the craisins and apples and the Gouda. I love it. Macaroni and cheese is great.
Yep.
Hot roast is great. I don't even eat the dessert and I still love it. Yep. So that
more
was my number two.
And if
your
kids are picky, you can ask for chicken tenders. Even though
they will
menu.
Bring out chicken tenders, fries, and then they've already got like the macaroni.
Where's my food?
Yeah, where's my baby? That's what, was that Archer?
Archer asked, yeah. When did it bring you chicken tenders?
Yeah, he's like, I ain't eating this. Where's my food? I'm a tender guy, in case you didn't know.
Luke, Rick, sorry, what's your number two?
This is a special event place that we've only done it once. 1900th
Park Fair.
Park Fair. It was Harlow's fifth birthday or fourth?
I think so, yeah.
But that buffet was ridiculous.
It's so good.
I mean, that was some of the best food I've ever had. But that's not a place you'd want to go all the time. Too
no,
expensive.
But I've been the one time too, and I thought the food was great, and then just the experience is great.
Oh, yeah.
Because the stepsisters are like the best characters you're ever going to meet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think.
They were hilarious. Who were they picking on our table?
Well, they kissed Knox, and he about passed away. He was so embarrassed. He almost, I swear, every time I bring it up, he has a look, and I'm thinking, why does he do that? And then I remember he's worried he's going to get kissed again.
My princess.
And then they've got that strawberry soup, which is interesting. Oh, yeah. So. Yeah.
Dad didn't fill up on the sides. He just got prime rib after prime rib with a little soup on the side.
Don't get a cappuccino, though. Even if they offer it, it's not free,
it's
right?
It's not free.
They come by and said, y'all like a cappuccino? Yeah. Everybody at the table, yeah, give me a cappuccino. Yeah. People didn't even like them.
I know.
I got the bill. It was $8 for a cappuccino.
Luckily, me and Lou liked them.
That Clinty with that pog juice.
Oh, my goodness. Clinty ate about 14 glasses of pog juice. $7 a pop.
I could mention that on the front end.
Clinty's not the type of guy who could afford that.
No, man. Bless his heart.
He didn't know they were charging him.
No, they were bringing out.
It's a good thing to mention.
Another, please.
Yeah.
He took the shirt off his back by the time he left.
Washing dishes.
Cool. All right.
Number ones.
Luke. Yeah. Everybody do. Oh, okay.
What's my number one? Have you done?
Yeah, I did number two. It was Liberty Tree.
My number one was Liberty Tree. For all the reasons previously mentioned. Yep. I also have a fond memory when we were having a guys' day. It was you, Dad, Clinty, and we had eaten our weight in Le Cellier, and then we were just going to hop over in the afternoon for Magic Kingdom, and the heavens opened up, and we had a torrential downpour.
Yeah.
We just happened to be seeking shelter right in front of Liberty Tree.
And there's walk up.
So why terrorist thou? Yeah. So Clinty said he wasn't hungry, and then he ate three plates.
He wouldn't eat. We had to drag him out of there.
God.
He said he wasn't going to eat a bite. That Joker ate more than I've ever seen a human eat.
It is the best value and the best food at Disney.
Oh, man. It's so good. I think that's a great number one. It was number one on some days, particularly the third Thursday in November. My number one is Ohana.
And that's a good choice.
I love. They just keep bringing out awesome food to you. The appetizers with the noodles and the pot stickers and the wings are amazing.
Yeah.
And then they bring out the main course of the chicken and the steak, and that's amazing. And then the pineapple bread pudding, it's the dessert.
Yeah.
It just never
and
stops.
And the breakfast is great, too.
Oh, yeah. I love the breakfast.
The bread at breakfast.
The elitist. But it's crazy to me. They bring out the appetizer, the wings, and you think, oh, this is a great meal. I'm done. And then they ain't even brought out the
that
steak and chicken. And So
I
think Ohana is number one. I know some people say it's not as good post-COVID, but that's all I've ever had, and I loved it.
I had it. And I think it's just as good. They also bring out kids' food with the macaroni and chicken and french fries, just so if you have picky kids.
I think Ohana's my number one.
It's a good choice. Who's next? Me?
You. Yeah.
Okay. Mine's Via Napoli. If you don't get a quattro formaggi, at least try it once. You're going to regret it.
Yeah.
You may not ever realize that, but you would have regretted
100%.
It.
100%. It's so good.
It's so good.
I've tried to not get it a few times, and I always regret it.
Yeah. And we can't ever say focaccia, however you say it. Right. That's so good.
Yeah. It's like $4, which is cheap for Disney appetizers.
They actually have good water, which is a weird thing to say, but our agents agree the water is good.
Yeah. It's an economical meal, too.
They do. They use the water from Italy.
So.
Good choice for number one.
Yeah.
My number one is a memory.
Okay. Here we go. Now,
every
mile
of memory
is in the abstract.
I've only eaten there once, and I can't remember what I ate. But
it's
I remember going out of there saying, that's the best meal I've ever had.
Oh, my goodness.
What is it?
This was during COVID times at Hollywood and Vine.
Oh.
Okay, I've never eaten there.
I don't know.
I wasn't part of that memory. I got kicked off the reservation.
Yeah, I went to get pizza or something, didn't you?
Yeah, we didn't make the right number for the reservation.
I did that. Okay, guys, it was me.
Brandon really screwed up, but it waited me a pizza Rizzo, so I went mad.
But that meal we had was so delicious.
Yeah.
And the desserts, creme brulee.
They had deconstructed desserts.
Yeah. That was when they brought out. It was you ordered an entree. Maybe. It's back to buffet, and I will say, it's still probably the best buffet at Disney.
I've never had it.
We've been to Hollywood Vine several times. That's where they do the Halloween dining.
I didn't go with you that time. I was thinking Brown
that's
Derby. Brown Derby. I've never had that.
For some reason, the buffet food is just never as good. Maybe it's
I know, but this they have some great options on this one.
Yeah,
some really really good spots. I got it. So. But that was amazing. I remember that time. But it still holds up as a buffet.
You need to go back. Need to go back.
I need to.
So we did that over Halloween for the mini seasonal vine.
Have any of us ever been to Brown Derby?
No, I never have. I would love to. Just to say we did.
It's always rated high.
It's one of the few things we never have done.
When I think of Brown Derby, I think of Kennett, Missouri.
I do too. Yeah, they had the Brown Derby.
Yeah.
And Rick Gore.
Brown Derby. That's the place we need to go. Anyways, this was fun. Our tastes have changed as we get older and wiser. And experience more things.
We just don't taste as well. Who knows?
A lot of fun. Just having the band back together. Having my brother next to me really is.
Brother right there.
Really is just.
A little camaraderie.
4-4.
Four.
Forever. No matter where we live. Different zip codes, states. We're still.
We've always got this podcast.
We're going to end with a hymn.
Oh, here we go. Another karaoke.
Sniffles. Anyways, thanks for listening. We'll do again a core four again soon whenever Luke's back in town. But anyways, glad to have the podcast back and
Peach Bowl hit us with
edition.
The We Gone
Peach Bowl edition. Go Rebels. Signing day today. But.
We gone.
And Walter Nolan, if you're hearing this.
Somebody, he interrupted.
Come to the
we
sip.
Gone.
Come to the join sip. The Grove Collective.